Kathy Crabtree spent last week in Philadelphia as one of the Indiana 9th Congressional District delegates to the 2016 Democratic National Convention. It was her first party convention, and she went as a Hillary Clinton delegate. Crabtree, a mechanical engineer for the Crane Naval Surface Warfare Center, is active in the Monroe County Democratic Women's Caucus and is a volunteer for Middleway House, Bloomington's emergency shelter 24-hour hotline, and advocate for women and families in abusive relationships. She talks with Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk about her mother, who was a closet feminist, as well as the history-making vote that produced a major American political party's first female candidate for president.
This is Michael Glab, Big Mike with Big Talk. Kathy Crabtree, where were you born? Where did you come from?
I grew up in the sticks. I grew up in rural Posey County, which is the southwest tip of Indiana. It borders Kentucky and Illinois.
That's farming area?
Yes. I grew up on a small farm. That's not how we made our money. My dad was a truck driver, but we did raise soybeans and hay, and I did a lot of picking up hay and straw as a kid.
Mom and dad, did they ever talk politics?
No. My dad was a truck driver and was very conservative. What I would call now a bigot. My mom was liberal. My mom was never vocal until my dad died. My dad died when I was 17, and my mom came out of her shell, and she always raised me to be a feminist, but she did it without ever saying it. My dad would have never stood for that, but somehow she instilled those values in me. My mom died, I guess she died on the 29th, but we didn't know until the 30th, so it was exactly a year ago, which made the convention all that more emotional for me, because I really wish she could have seen how well Hillary's doing, because she loved Hillary more than I did.
So. Kathy, I recall one particular image that made TV. Looked like someone had some red eyes.
Red eyes and red nose.
What happened?
There were a few times I cried. I cried on the roll call night when I realized it was really going to happen.
A woman.
Right. I was sobbing because I was so excited and relieved. So that was the first time I cried. I also cried a lot when the Muslim American couple talked about their son. But then I cried harder because of the hatred that some Americans have for Muslim Americans, for Muslims in general. And it made me so sad, honestly, to be part of a country where that is such a strong strain.
You drove from Bloomington, Indiana, to Philadelphia. You didn't drive alone. Who did you go with?
I didn't go alone. I went with Martha Hildebrand and Jean Smith, both who are friends of mine, both who happen to be Bernie delegates, and I was a Hillary delegate. We are all members of the Hudsucker Posse, which is a local hula hooping troupe. So we have that in common, and we took our hoops, and we hooped while we were there.
Did any fist fights erupt?
We did not have fist fights.
Well, that's good.
For the most part, we avoided the subject, knowing that we're all very passionate about it, about each of our positions and our candidates. A couple times, we did wander onto the topic and found that it was very hard for us to discuss. So I know one night I was just like, okay, I can't talk about this anymore, because I was getting really angry. And I'm sure they were as well. So we just realized that we probably weren't going to convince each other.
Right.
And we all really like each other. So it was better to just maybe sometimes not talk about it.
Peace reigns.
Right.
Yeah,
we called ourselves the Unity Car. And we went there friends and we ended friends. And yes, there was tension, but there's always tension on road trips.
You arrive in Philadelphia. You go, you're in a hotel that's on the outskirts of town. How far was it from the convention center?
It was in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, so it was about 30 miles.
Big suburb, I guess.
It was, yeah. It was a nice suburb, nice hotel, but so we had to get a bus into the city. There were two or three a day, but pretty much once you were in the city, you were in until the convention was over.
So you
had to plan ahead and pack your stuff, you know, and kind of plan to be there the full day. So they were long days.
And you started what time in the morning?
Okay, so we had to be downstairs for the delegate breakfast within the hotel, which all the Indiana delegation, at 7:30. We'd have breakfast meetings from 7:30 to 9:30.
And this is going on at hotels all around.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we would get your credentials, which is what gets you onto the floor.
Right.
So if you didn't get your credentials by 9:30, you weren't getting onto the floor that day. Mm-hmm. And then we also had guest speakers who were amazing. We had the governor of Connecticut one day, and it was so neat to hear him talk about the Syrian family that Mike Pence turned away 12 hours before they were to arrive.
Yeah.
Well, Connecticut took them in.
Right.
And he told us what a wonderful family they were and how they've been involved and what a loss it was to the state of Indiana that we do not have that family. When I met anyone, I said I was from Indiana, I always said, I'm sorry about Mike Pence.
And then it's on the bus off to the convention center, but not actually to the convention center.
Right. It was to the Philadelphia Convention Center, but not the Wells Fargo. Yeah, the Wells Fargo Center is
which is the arena.
Right.
The sports arena, but where the actual convention we saw at night was happening.
And then in the Philadelphia Convention Center, which is where you would get dropped off during the day, there were various caucuses going on. There were workshops. There were all kinds of exhibitors. I met with Moms Demand Action, the leaders of that. I went to a Nuns on the Bus workshop, which was amazing. If you don't know about Nuns on the Bus,
I do not.
You should Google them. They're basically a group that are for social justice, and they travel around the United States. Right now, they're talking about the wage gap. They pick different issues. On the final day, I chilled for a couple hours before I went in and just went directly to the Wells Fargo Center because I was tired. We were only sleeping like 3 hours a night. So,
Wow. Yeah,
because so the convention, the gavel time was typically between 3 and 4, and they stressed to us to be there when the gavel went down. So essentially you were there for 7 hours. It was completely amazing. Just a roller coaster of emotions.
Your day is pretty much, I'm trying to do the math in my head, but about 16, 17 hours, huh?
Right. And so after the convention ends, which is around 11 or 12, then the after parties start. To me, Tuesday and Thursday were the two most important days because of the roll call and then because of Hillary speaking. So I did not go to the after parties Monday night or Wednesday night.
Right.
But Tuesday night, we went to a place called Ladder 15, which I didn't realize everything's free, alcohol and food.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right.
All right.
So again, I'm a dancer. I like to get up and do stuff, and no one's dancing, and it's like, well, I'm just going to go dance by myself. So I went out, but when I got out there, there was another woman, probably a little younger than me, but about my age, who was dancing. So we were hanging out with some of her friends. She's an Arizona state senator. I think the majority leader. I want to say Kelly Hobbs. I've got it on my phone. But we had so much fun. I've got a great picture of she and I. To girls just want to have fun. I was hanging out with the Arizona delegation and we were dancing. I didn't want to leave, but the bus was leaving. And if I didn't leave, so they kind of dragged me out of there dancing. But
when it comes time for the delegate to vote for a candidate.
Yes.
How is that done?
Okay, so it's not the way I thought. I thought there was going to be some kind of electronic voting machine.
Uh-huh.
But what actually happened was Tuesday morning, the day there was going to be the roll call, at the hotel, our state delegation took care of that. So they had a sheet with everyone's name in which you printed and signed your name and marked which candidate you were voting for.
Uh-huh.
So then when it came that night, Representative Andre Carson and Vice Simpson were the two who actually did our roll call.
Yeah.
Andre did a really cool rap, for lack of a better word, which everybody loved. And then Vi actually gave the pronouncement of how many votes there were.
You, this past week, have participated in history.
Yes. And I felt it. I realized it every night, would touch whoever's sitting next to me on the arm and say, I can't believe I'm here. We are going to work to make it happen because statistics show that when women vote, Democrats win, and women are going to vote.
And on that note, Kathy Crabtree, thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
That was Michael Glab speaking with Kathy Crabtree, who was a delegate to the Democratic National Convention.